In turn-of-the-century America, the music you could hear in cities up and down the Ohio and Mississippi rivers was jug band music. It was unconventional, raw, and hugely popular. The musicians were largely African-American and poor. Their instruments were a product of ingenuity. The jug was usually an empty liquor bottle. They called it the poor man's tuba. The household washboard became percussion. Put them together with a kazoo, a harmonica, maybe a banjo, and you get a group like the Memphis Jug Band.
Stealing, stealing, put it, mama, don't you tell on me. I'm stealing back to my same old used to be. Now put your arms around me like the circle around the sun. I want you to love me, mama, like my easy ride I done. If you don't believe I love you, look what a fool I've been. If you don't believe I'm sinking, look what a hole I'm in.
That was the 1920s. Some 40 years after that recording, the good old jug band sound was again heard across a wider swath of America. It came thanks, in large part, to a man named Jim Queskin and his jug band.
Well, stealing, stealing, pretty mama, don't you tell on me. I'm stealing back to my same old used to be. That's all there is to it, you try. Stealing, stealing, pretty mama, don't you tell on me. I'm stealing back to my same old used to be.
The Jim Queskin Jug Band has been performing for more than 50 years and is still touring with some of its earliest members, Jeff Maldor, Maria Maldor, and of course, Jim Queskin. We caught up with them when they were preparing for a show at the City Winery in New York City and remembering when jug band music emerged from the folk scene in the 1960s.
At the time, folk music was popular. It had become popular largely because of a big hit that the Kingston Trio had in the late 50s called Tom Dooley.
Well now, boy, hang down your head and cry. Hang down your head and cry.
Oh, boy, oh, well,
hang down your head and cry. Oh, boy, you're bound to die.
I was interested in folk music that had swing to it, that was more jazzy.
You know, it strikes me that one of the things about the Jim Queskin Jug Band was that you weren't trying to replicate necessarily the jug band sound of the 1920s. And, I mean, maybe you can compare it. To me, it sounds kind of very loose, but it's really a practiced looseness.
I describe it as being loose but tight. In other words, we had a good time. We were loose on stage personally, but we worked very hard on the arrangements. We practiced a lot. We were serious about the musicianship and serious about the music, but we didn't take ourselves seriously.
Yeah, you get this front porch sound, but you know that there's a real high level of achievement behind it.
Well, I appreciate you saying that because, you know, it takes a lot to sound relaxed. To get up on stage and sound like you're just enjoying yourself and have it be good music, it takes a lot of work. And we not only did we work a lot, but we argued a lot about the arrangement, who should sing it.
No, we didn't.
Yes, we did.
Do you have to kind of sometimes force yourselves to be happy and carefree when you're up there?
No, it was never forced.
Never. Never. You could talk to me 1 minute before I hit the stage, and I might be ticked off about something, and as soon as we start, I'm happy.
When you think of all the different people that were in the band, Jim's main influence was ragtime and jazz and swing. Jeffrey was the one the most intensely into the blues. I came from an old-timey background, and also I had a love of blues. And then we had two guys in the band for most of the run, Richard Green and Bill Keith, both of whom were alumni of the Bill Monroe Bluegrass Band on fiddle and banjo, respectively. Not to mention Fritz Richmond, the guy that held the whole thing together. He was the jug player, bar none, the best on the planet from any era. We miss him terribly now. And so there were so many influences that were cross-pollinating in the Jim Queskin Jug Band. I think that's what kept it interesting. And if you had to describe it as by one word, you'd have to say it was fun, good time music.
Yeah.
And That's why we're doing it all this time later down the road.
You know, Lisa, the thing about it is that what jug band music is, if you had to boil it down to one thing, it's really jazz played on folk music instruments. That was the difference between the jug band and the other quote-unquote folk music that was going on at the time. There was a lot of people that were following in the footsteps of the Kingston Trio. We didn't like that music at all. Still don't.
By the way, you didn't like the other kind of music because it was what, like too earnest?
It was corny and square.
I mean, we broke away from that. If you think about it, all these guys had set routines. They wore uniforms, striped shirts or whatever it was. What we did, we get up on stage and we never knew what we were going to say or what we were going to do or what we were going to wear. That was part of what we didn't like about those groups, is that they were just too set.
Too packed.
It didn't have any guts to it.
Well, I'll tell you one thing. When you go see a Jim Kweskin jug band show, you never know quite what instrument you're going to hear.
Good.
What are the instruments that make up your band that you like to pull out, even if it's just for one song?
That's a kazoo.
Maria, you play kazoo. But she plays it in a high register. The old jug bands, the kazoo, took the place of, in a jazz band, would have been a trumpet or a cornet.
Oh, that's great.
And then, of course, we have the washboard. So, that's that sound. With little things like, or. If one is of my age, one would like to be a little more distinguished, but I don't think it's possible with these things lying around.
But why?
Yeah,
you're right, exactly.
Really.
Could each of you do me a favor and just give me your favorite lick or particular section of a jug band song where you and your instrument, maybe even your voice, take center stage? You know, for you, what's the quintessential song?
Well, Jeff and Maria are saying Rag Mama. I don't know. It's a song. It's certainly the song that I got requested to play the most.
So let's do that.
You want to hear a little bit of it?
Yeah, sure.
Okay. Count it off, maestro.
1, 2. Well, I'm going downtown with my hat in my hand, looking for a woman, ain't got no man. Might as well be looking for a needle in the sand. Looking for a woman, ain't got no man now. Dee, dee, deedle-dee-dong. Rag mama, come on, babe, let's do that rag. Get you one woman, you better get two. One for your buddy and one for you. Better get a wife and a sweetheart too. Wife don't love you, but your sweetheart do now. Dee, dee, deedle-dee-dong. Rag mama, come on, baby. Let's do that rag. All right, we're gonna rag it now. Boom, boom, ba deedle dee dum. Skeet off the boom, boom, ba deedle dee dum. Ba doodle dee dum, deedle dee dum. Skeet off the boom, boom, ba dee dum, deedle dee dum, dum, deedle dee dum. Rag mama, come on, baby, let's do that rag.
I defy anyone to listen to a song like that and be in a bad mood.
Out. Yeah, not tap your feet.
Yeah. I mean, it's just good time music and it puts you in a good mood. What else is there to say?
Jim Kweskin, Jeff Muldaur, Maria Muldaur, it's so nice to talk to you all.
Nice to talk to you.
Thank you.
Thanks, Lisa.
Bye-bye.
Sounds so sweet. The Jim Kweskin Jug Band, making music for more than 52 years. In fact, Jim Kweskin's got a new album out. It's called Jim Kweskin in the 21st Century. We've got a link to it. Maria Muldaur is about to start a tour of the U.S. and Canada with her own show. Check it out at hereandnow.org.
Went back home, turned on my radio. Jug band music made me stop down my floor.